Democratic presidential contender Howard Dean told supporters Thursday that he must win the February 17th primary in Wisconsin, or he'll be forced to abandon his campaign for the White House. In an email to supporters, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean says his entire campaign now hinges on a victory in the Wisconsin primary on February 17th. Mr. Dean's campaign manager, Roy Neal, described the Wisconsin primary as a must-win in order for Mr. Dean to emerge as the alternative to the current Democratic frontrunner, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Howard Dean has had a disappointing showing in the 9 primaries so far. His best showing was second place in the New Hampshire primary on January 27th. On Tuesday, when Senator Kerry won 5 of 7 Democratic contests, Mr. Dean was trying to rally supporters in Washington State.
We're going to pick up some delegates tonight, and this is all about who gets the most delegates in Boston in July, and it's going to be us.
The Dean campaign made a fundraising appeal Thursday, and a campaign press release said more than $50,000 had been raised online in a single hour. The Dean camp is hoping for decent showings in 3 caucus votes by Sunday, Michigan, Washington State, and Maine, and using that momentum to win in Wisconsin on February 17th. But many political analysts believe the Dean campaign has a steep hill to climb to get back into the race. This is Washington-based political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
I think Howard Dean, at this point, is whistling past the graveyard. His campaign is out of gas. He had to bypass 7 contests this week. The polling data in places like Washington State and Michigan, where he was once in terrific shape, has now turned very bad for him. He just doesn't have the resources. I think he's going to start to lose people who have endorsed him. This is a guy who's got to get his campaign up and going very, very quickly, and there's not a lot of indication that that's going to happen.
Meanwhile, the Kerry campaign continues to gather momentum. The Massachusetts Democrat has picked up some key endorsements this week, including Maine Governor John Baldacci and former U.S. Senator George Mitchell of Maine. Public opinion polls suggest Senator Kerry is positioned to do well in the upcoming votes in Michigan, Washington State, and Maine. His 2 main rivals, North Carolina Senator John Edwards and retired General Wesley Clark, are trying to build on their victories in South Carolina and Oklahoma, respectively, this week by campaigning for votes in next Tuesday's primaries in Tennessee and Virginia. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.